Venezuela,
Brasil,
Argentina,
Ecuador,
Bolivia,
Uruguay,
Paraguay,
Nicaragua, Salvador,
Cuba.
With 10 left-wing governments in power today, Latin America is leading the world in implementing progressive social change.
Demonized by the North American mainstream media, a revolution is taking place in Latin America as many governments reject U.S. imperialist domination and neoliberalism in favor of socialism, social democracy, and integration.
From the 1950s to the 1990s, the United States subjected Latin America to 18 military dictatorships and neoliberalism. The dictatorships killed about 1 million people, and neoliberalism impoverished many countries.
The Latin American Revolution is the people's answer to these U.S. imperial strategies. This remarkable process is the result of decades of struggle by political parties and social and guerrilla movements inspired by Latin America's liberator, Simón Bolívar, and its best-known revolutionary, Che Guevara.
La revolución.
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 Revolución latinoamericana.
You're listening to The Latin American Revolution, a four-part radio documentary. I'm Kristen Schwartz.
I'm Asad Ismi. Most of the interviews in this documentary were recorded at the 2009 World Social Forum held in Belém, Brazil.
This is Venezuela, the Bolivarian Revolution, the opening episode in our series. Venezuela, under President Hugo Chavez, has been a leader of the Latin American Revolution. For the next half hour, we focus on how the Chavez government has transformed Venezuela.
Another world is possible. Not only possible, it's necessary. And this world is being born in Latin America and the Caribbean today. Today, in this land of Bolívar, Martí, San Martín, Fidel, O'Higgins, Artigas, Alfaro, the indigenous people, Tupac Amaru. We are living in a revolution, a real revolution.
That was President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela speaking to a wildly enthusiastic audience of thousands at the 2009 World Social Forum in Belém, Brazil. On the historic night of January 29th, he shared the stage with four other Latin American presidents: Evo Morales of Bolivia, Lula da Silva of Brazil, Rafael Correa of Ecuador, and Fernando Lugo of Paraguay. Each presented his vision of the Latin American Revolution.
Since its formation, Venezuela has been dominated by a rich white elite, descended from Europeans who ruled over a poor indigenous, mestizo, and Afro-Venezuelan majority. The U.S.-backed elite monopolized wealth and power and kept more than 50% of Venezuelans mired in poverty, in spite of the fact that Venezuela is the world's fifth biggest oil producer. With Washington's support, the Venezuelan elite proved itself one of the most corrupt in the world, looting the country's oil wealth for 40 years. When the people protested, they were killed. Due to this poverty and repression, a popular movement arose, which elected Hugo Chavez president in 1998. Chavez launched the Bolivarian Revolution, which signified the start of the continent-wide Latin American Revolution.
The Bolivarian Revolution is named for Simón Bolívar, who liberated South America from Spanish colonialism in the 19th century. Bolivar wanted South American countries to unite, partly to prevent another imperial power, the United States, from dominating them. The massive success of the Chavez government can be explained by the fact that it is an instrument of the poor majority in Venezuela, who are rising up to claim their country and its resources. Chavez is the first ruler in Venezuela's history to ensure the participation of the poor in politics.
A former army colonel, Chavez comes from a poor family and is part indigenous and part Afro-Venezuelan. Chavez has been elected 3 times and by the largest majority in 40 years. The Chavez government has won 8 elections altogether and has been ruling Venezuela for 10 years. Determined to end what he calls savage capitalism, Chavez has redistributed Venezuela's wealth by massively expanding free education and medical care and through land reform and public subsidies. For this reason, the United States has tried to overthrow him 3 times through a military coup, economic destabilization, and an assassination attempt.
Clara Herrera is a Venezuelan social economist who has worked for the Chavez government in community development in the poor neighborhoods of the capital city, Caracas. She has held posts with the National Housing Council, worked with communal councils, and served as president of the Center for Training in Local Decision Making. We spoke with her and her daughter in Toronto.
Y el gobierno revolucionario baja el recurso.
The revolutionary government ensures that the money from the oil goes to the communities.
Y el gobierno de Chávez cree
en And the government of Chávez believes in the poor and invests in the poor.
Al pobre.
The result has been a stunning reduction of poverty to 26% of the population from more than 50%. Also, in 10 years of revolution, the minimum wage has increased more than 600%. Unemployment has been cut from 20% to 6%, and Venezuela has moved up 4 positions in the United Nations Human Development Index.
A major emphasis of the Bolivarian Revolution has been on improving health care for the Venezuelan people. Before Chavez came to power, 70% of Venezuelans had no access to basic medical care. The Chavez government has made health care free for everyone and built thousands of new clinics, hospitals, and diagnostic centers across the country. The government's health care program is called Mission Barrio Adentro, which means inside the neighborhood. This mission has taken care of 24 million patients out of a population of 26 million. The program has sent doctors into urban shantytowns and rural villages that have rarely seen medical practitioners. When initially Venezuelan doctors refused to go to these areas, the Chavez government brought in 46,000 Cuban doctors to do so. Since then, Venezuelan doctors have joined the Cubans, says Clara Herrera.
Yo creo que esa fue la apertura de la revolución.
The start of the Bolivarian Revolution was the arrival of the Cuban doctors.
Más grave dentro del país.
One of the worst problems we had at the time was healthcare.
Afecto, no solo el remedio, no solo la medicina.
They treated the people with love and respect. They emphasized preventative medicine.
En cada barrio hay muchos módulos.
In every poor community, a clinic was set up which was equipped to deal with basic medical problems.
Mission Barrio Adentro is only one health program amongst many. Mission Milagro, meaning miracle, has restored eyesight to about 300,000 Venezuelans. Mission Gregorio Hernandez takes care of disabled people who were formerly excluded from medical attention. Mission Sonrisa, meaning smile, provides free dental care. Infant mortality in Venezuela has been reduced from 21 per 1,000 babies to 13, the third lowest rate in South America. 120 medical drugs are distributed free by the government, which has set up subsidized pharmacies that sell other medicines at a 40% discount.
Santiago Arconada Rodriguez is a community activist in Caracas. We talked to him at the 2009 Belém World Social Forum about the improvements in healthcare in Venezuela.
In the past, we could not think to have medical doctor in the neighborhood. That's the difference. And now we have medical doctors almost in all the neighborhoods.
Santiago shared his family's experience with us.
Someone had something like a heart attack in the neighborhood. And the neighbor came to the house, knocking the door, and please help us. Go look for the doctor. My son, Gabriel, and another neighbor went looking for the Cuban medical doctor who was not far from our houses. And he came down to the house where the lady was in shock. And he arranged everything, give the pills, take the tension, blood pressure, and all the things. My son told to me, now I believe in revolution. Because it has happened to me. And I can give you numbers. But this is happening all over Venezuela. And all the people knows that.
While ensuring people's physical well-being through free health care, the Bolivarian Revolution is liberating their minds through public education. Before the revolution, more than 40% of Venezuela's population was illiterate. In less than 3 years, the Chavez government's educational missions have taught 3 million Venezuelans how to read and write, eliminating illiteracy. Now, Venezuela has one of the highest levels of literacy in the world.
The missions for education include Mission Robinson for illiteracy, Mission Rebus for high school, and Mission Sucre for university. More than 3,000 new schools have been built. 2 million children have been added to the educational system, a 25% increase. Adults without high school education have been given this in neighborhood schools. More than 1 in 3 Venezuelans is enrolled in high school and university. 10 million Venezuelans are now studying.
The effect of this revolutionary education is to raise the political consciousness of a people long made apathetic by capitalist education and media. This new consciousness transcends and unites 3 generations and fuels the revolution. Earlier, we heard from Clara Herrera. Her daughter, America Maldonado, is a documentary filmmaker who is directing Impacto Chavez USA, a documentary which examines the effects President Chavez and the Bolivarian Revolution have had on the United States.
You know, we've been brainwashed for a long time. My grandmother was a person that every day she just watched soap operas, you know. And right now, like since the revolution, she just watched all these news channels, and she's all into it, and she knows it, and she's like supported. But she was like, she always supported like the, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, let's say, in Venezuela. You know, she always supported the Republicans her entire life. But now she has seen the change, and she talks about it like, this government has waked me up in this dream. Like, she's 80 years old, and she's all like more lefty than we are, you know, so it's great.
Along with healthcare and education, the Bolivarian Revolution has given the people land and food. Food security has long been a crucial problem for Venezuelans due to the high poverty rate before Chavez took power. Under Mission Marcal, the government has set up 8,000 subsidized supermarkets and small markets all over the country, making food affordable for 8 million Venezuelans a month who shop there. The stores are part of the Corporation of Socialist Markets, or Comercio, a publicly owned network of subsidized supermarkets and food stores. The government recently nationalized the Exito supermarket chain and announced its intention to nationalize the Cativan chain as well. Prices in these stores will be reduced by 40%.
The Chavez government's land reform program, called Mission Zamora, promotes equitable land ownership and food security. 70% of the land in Venezuela is owned by only 3% of the people, who often leave it unused. For this reason, the country has to import 70% of its food needs. Mission Zamora has broken up large, idle landed estates called latifundios and redistributed 3.4 million acres of land to 15,000 peasant families, as well as set up 50,000 cooperatives for the new owners. These steps have boosted food production and started Venezuela toward food self-sufficiency.
Qué triste si oye la lluvia en los techos de cartón. Qué triste vive mi gente en las casas de cartón. Viene bajando el obrero, así arrastrando los pasos por el peso del sufrir. Mira que mucho sufrir, mira que pesa el sufrir. Arriba, deja la mujer preñada, abajo está la ciudad y se pierde en su maraña. Hoy es lo mismo que ayer, es su vida sin mañana.
The Bolivarian Revolution would not have taken place without indigenous leadership. President Chavez is part native. As he has said, 100 million native people were massacred in the colonization of the Americas by Europeans. This is one of the biggest genocides in human history. The Bolivarian Constitution of 1999, for the first time in Venezuelan history, recognizes the rights of indigenous peoples.
In 2003, the Chavez government launched Mission Guaycapuro, named for the indigenous leader who fought the Spanish invaders. This mission promotes the land rights of Venezuelans' 28 native nations and makes social programs available to them in a culturally appropriate fashion. When native Venezuelans are taught to read and write, it's in their own language, not just Spanish. To further such education, the government is facilitating the establishment of the Indigenous University of Venezuela.
We met one of the founders of the Indigenous University, Adedu Cava, at the Belém 2009 World Social Forum. Cava is a descendant of the Carib nation and is from the state of Amazonas in the south of Venezuela. To a packed room, he made a presentation about the history and vision of the Indigenous University of Venezuela, which is the first native university in Latin America.
La Universidad Indígena de Venezuela.
The Indigenous University is born with the participation of indigenous peoples of Venezuela, particularly those in the south of Venezuela.
Primeramente, la universidad nace con una idea de que los pueblos indígenas puedan editar textos en bilingüe.
It is born from the idea that the indigenous peoples need to publish bilingual texts in their own language and in Spanish, in view of the fact that we, the indigenous peoples, are constantly losing our values, our culture.
Continuamente perdiendo nuestros valores. Estamos perdiendo nuestra cultura. Estamos.
We are forgetting our ancestors and our mother earth.
Nuestros ancestros de nuestra madre tierra.
The members of the governing body of the Indigenous University are elders of the different indigenous peoples.
Dentro de la universidad hacemos también una semana de la sabiduría.
We have a week of indigenous wisdom, which is a very important activity.
En una semana organizamos una actividad muy importante dentro de la universidad, donde cada pueblo vienen, cada representante vienen a acompañar a sus.
Where each indigenous people and students' parents come to accompany their children in an exploration of our culture and history.
Se toma un espacio, se deja para que los estudiantes indígenas vayan tomando, vayan construyendo su vida, su cultura, vayan escribiendo la mitología, vayan escribiendo.
And thus they experience the culture and even practice our artisan art.
Experimentando las culturas. Y que vayan también practicando cómo hacer las artesanías, pero en distintas actividades, en una semana.
Afterward, we have a great celebration where all participate. So the Indigenous University does not operate in isolation, but is in constant contact with the communities.
No solo por allá, sino que siempre hay constante contacto con las comunidades.
The basis of the Bolivarian Revolution is giving power to the people. The Bolivarian Constitution, passed by referendum in 1999, declares that Venezuela is a participatory democracy. To promote this system, Chavez has set up 35,000 communal councils and 130,000 grassroots Bolivarian circles in neighborhoods and workplaces across Venezuela. These circles have helped raise mass consciousness among the poor for the first time, and the communal councils have transferred real power to them. As Chavez has said, poverty is eliminated by giving power to the people.
Julio Chavez is one of the leaders of the Bolivarian Revolution in Venezuela. Julio is not related to Hugo Chavez. As mayor of the city of Carora, which is in Lara province, Julio is well known for bringing the Bolivarian Revolution to the municipal level by introducing participatory democracy at the grassroots. He did this by creating a municipal constituent assembly, a participatory budget, and communal councils. The municipal constituent assembly produced a new municipal constitution that was consistent with the Bolivarian constitution. Julio now serves as a deputy in the Lara provincial legislature for the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, the ruling party headed by President Hugo Chavez. We interviewed him when he visited Toronto. Here, Julio talks about the municipal constituent assembly and the participatory budget.
Por lo tanto, comenzamos entonces convocando a nuestro pueblo en la municipalidad.
Consequently, we summoned the peoples in our municipality to public discussions where we could collectively decide on new regulations and bylaws that work in accordance to the principles outlined by this new constitution. Subsequently, these new regulations and bylaws were approved by our local and elected municipal council. So we have a situation where there is a process that transforms political power and transfers it to the people. Furthermore, we invited people to come together and discuss collectively how municipal resources should be allocated and invested. We wanted the community to make these decisions in a conscientious and organized manner, instead of having a mayor make these important decisions on their behalf. To make this happen, we organized groups by blocks within the urbanized sector and by lanes in the rural areas. We distributed to them all necessary information about what resources were available to be invested back into their communities.
Llevándoles, dándoles toda la información de los recursos disponibles para invertir en el municipio.
Along with the Municipal Constituent Assembly and Participatory Budget, Julio Chavez has created one of the largest networks of communal councils in Venezuela, which are part of the birth of a new state. The councils are considered to be the real engine of popular revolutionary power in the country.
The communal councils are inspired by the rich experience of Venezuela's indigenous people who live communally. The councils are organizations of between 200 and 400 families that live in a given neighborhood. These families form different committees such as committees for housing, culture, water, and lands. The communal council decides what projects are needed by the neighborhood and buys the labor and materials required. In this way, the councils have built houses, schools, water treatment plants, and paved roads for much less cost than when these tasks were contracted to private companies.
En cuatro años, del gobierno municipal nuestro,
in our municipal government,
por vía de la gobernación del estado Lara,
through the governor of the state,
y de la alcaldía del municipio Torres,
and of the city hall of Torres,
a través de nuestros institutos de vivienda,
through our institutes of housing,
logramos construir unas 700 viviendas en cuatro años en todo el municipio Torres.
In the entire municipality, these institutions managed to build 700 houses in 4 years.
Ahora, cuando implementamos esa misma política de construcción de vivienda,
when we carried out the very same policy of housing, of building housing,
a través de los comités de vivienda de los de todos los consejos comunales,
the housing committee of all the community councils,
en 8 meses y medio,
in 8.5 months,
con menos recursos,
with less number of resources,
logramos construir unas 2,900 viviendas en 8 meses y medio.
In 8.5 months, we managed to build 2,900
viviendas.
2,900 houses with less resources.
Casi cuatro veces.
That's almost four times.
En un cuarto del tiempo.
In 1/4 of the time.
De modo que esa es una demostración determinante, contundente.
That is an example, a very stark example.
De que es posible construir un nuevo estado.
To construct a new state.
Cuando seguimos la orientación de la Constitución.
When we follow the orientation, the policies of our Constitution.
The government intends to unite communal councils into socialist communes, which will engage all the councils together in an expanding circle of self-government. This vision inspires people all over the world, including in Toronto, where Julio spoke to students.
Nosotros estamos yendo más abajo ahora.
So we are going further down.
Sí, estamos profundizando más.
We are deepening.
Estamos viendo las raíces.
We're going to the
porque creemos que la raíz de todo, la génesis, es la comunidad.
Because we think that the real roots of the nation is the community, the grassroots community at the bottom.
Y de la unión y de la articulación de varios consejos comunales en un mismo territorio.
And the union of the communal councils in a certain area are what we call the comuna.
Ahora estamos avanzando hacia la comuna.
We are advancing towards the comuna.
¿Se acuerdan ustedes la comuna de París?
So do you remember the commune of Paris?
Y que luego las comunas articuladas van a dar origen al territorio comunal.
And so now we believe that the communes, which as they are articulated, will impact the
con los las nuevas ciudades comunales
with the new communal cities that are
sustentables.
They are sustainable cities that are being formed.
Y así entonces iremos edificando el nuevo estado.
And this is the way that we will be building the new state of Venezuela.
Este es el estado.
Due to the impressive progress of the Bolivarian Revolution, the United States and the Venezuelan elite have tried and failed to overthrow Chavez 3 times, leading to the expulsion of the U.S. ambassador. As the enforcer of neoliberalism and imperialism, the U.S. government has overthrown many governments in Latin America and around the world for attempting to redistribute wealth and power. Through coups, invasions, assassinations, covert wars, and economic coercion, that is, through state terrorism, the U.S. has perpetuated the genocide of about 1 million Latin Americans since 1950.
The Chavez government has triumphed over U.S. imperialism so far because it has organized the people to defend the gains of the Bolivarian Revolution. President Hugo Chavez.
10 years ago, the Bolivarian Revolution entered the government of Venezuela, pushed forward by a powerful popular movement that 10 years later is still there. For years we have been resisting aggressions, coups, terrorism, sabotage imposed on us by the U.S. Empire. And here we are, on our feet and prepared to receive 100 more years of aggressions if we have to.
You have been listening to Venezuela, the Bolivarian Revolution, the first episode of the documentary series, The Latin American Revolution.
The Latin American Revolution is dedicated to the memory of Che Guevara.
This documentary was written by Asad Ismi and produced by Kristen Schwartz. Go to www.asadismi.ws to download the series.
Translation in this episode by Susie Alvarez, Robin Nieto, America Maldonado, Dr. Maria Paz Victor, and Dr. Carlos Montaner.
Theme music is Seis por Derecho and El Gabán by Egberto Chirridos and Henry Rubio of Venezuela from the album Festival Llanero. In this episode, you also heard Las Casas de Cartón by Ali Primera of Venezuela.
Narration by Asad Ismi and Kristen Schwartz. Voiceover in this episode by Robin Nieto, Amandi Panag, Michael Brito, and Raul Bourbano.
Special thanks to Susie Alvarez, Sarah Larrero, Alini Santos, and to Danae Parrott and Kevin Shaw at CHRY 105.5 FM for studio facilities.
This documentary was funded by Canadian Union of Postal Workers National,
CUPW Local 576 North Bay,
Canadian Union of Public Employees Local 3903,
Ontario Public Service Employees Union,
Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation,
Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association,
Public Service Alliance of Canada,
and the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. Thank you for listening.